to us. So if you're new, which it sounds like a lot of you guys are, usually the format of this is a little bit different. So this whole kind of section was the news and events section. Usually that's like a half an hour. And we just like blaze through like, what's Overland doing? And what's Pike Fort Collins doing? And what's Dan doing? And then we do three big features. We'll talk to somebody about, so just, you know, we had a bike cop here talking about what it's like to be a bike cop in Fort Collins. We had a doctor who rode till she was like 8 months and 3 weeks pregnant, talking about how to safely mountain bike when you're pregnant. We have pro racers. We have all kinds of stuff. It's always different. It's always fun. It's always engaging. So this time we only have one feature. I hope he's here. I don't actually. Are you here, Matt?
Yeah, Matt's here.
Matt's here. So we have one feature tonight. We're really excited about it. I haven't actually met Matt. I saw the story in the Colorado, and I'm sure a lot of you guys did, or on YGR. And we wanted to have him in here to just hear about his experience, because it sounded really exciting and interesting. So I'm going to hand this over to Matt to kind of talk about what he's up to. Is Matt Carnall?
Yes.
Matt Carnall, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Carnall. Give it up.
And I would like to just point out that we've got 4 people watching us on Facebook right now. Yeah. Believe it. Say hi, everybody. 4 people.
Dan, asking questions.
Yeah, what
yes.
we do
with Q&A. So what Matt is doing this summer is crazy, certifiably crazy. He is going to be racing the Red Bull Trans-Siberian Extreme, which, as it sounds, it's racing your bike for 4,000 miles across Siberian Russia.
5,700 miles.
50? Did it grow? 50, so no. It's even crazier than I thought he was. And it's going to take 24 days, 14 stages. We're talking kilometers here. So the shortest one's 300K, longest one's 1,400. Is that right?
That's about right.
So what's that in American?
American, we're going 198. It's 198 for the shortest stage, 850 for the longest. As far as the longest stage, we're looking at 51,000 feet of climbing.
So this is you and like 60 of your closest friends, right? Or 20?
Me and about 20.
20, okay.
Yeah. From all over the world.
Only American?
I'm the only American male. There actually is an American female from Illinois. And yeah.
So, okay. There's so many questions. How did you hear about it?
I've ridden across the country a couple times, and one of my friends that I played college baseball with saw this come across the feed, and he shot it to me in an email, and I thought, he thought, you should really, you know, look into this. I was like, well, I'm in grad school, I got one more semester left, so I don't think I'll have time, but again, since I'm the crazy one, he said, I really think you should look into it. So I looked into it, and I put my CV in, and December 10th, I was actually on the participant list, and I was pretty shocked because I hadn't raced a lot of ultras, but I did have a lot of these types of events under my belt. You know, having ridden across the country in 2010, I rode 7,500 miles in 75 days with a 40 to 60 pound bob trailer. And then in 2014, really like these fixed gears on the back wall, because in 2014 I went across the southern tier. I did 4,500 miles on a fixed gear, self-contained, and I put those on my CV, and those are kind of what got me into this event.
Okay, so for me, the next like really insane part of this race is the cost of it. And the sheer cost of this is pretty daunting. The entry fee alone is $20,000, right?
Yes, sir.
And you've raised half of that, which was due on the 31st, correct? And
I put a GoFundMe out, in about 31 days I was able to raise about half of that. It's going to cost probably about $45. I was fortunate to actually be nominated for one of the GoFundMe campaigns, and they actually donated $1,000 4 days ago.
Oh, nice.
So I was really stoked with that. And then there's been probably a 1,000 come in outside of GoFundMe because they take 8%.
So 20,000 in entry fees. What are some of your other expenses as far as getting to Siberia to ride your bike? Siberia.
Well, obviously the flights. I'll be picking up flights for not only me, but also my support crew. Haven't really dialed that person in. Can't find anybody crazy enough to take off work for a month and then work 60 hours straight when I'm riding my bike. It's going to be a special group of people because I'm definitely going to need more than one. So we're looking at flights, we're looking at transport of bikes, we're looking at a ton of biking equipment, gear, I mean, you name it. I've got a whole list of what I'll need, and a lot of food, because I'm growing broke, just training right now. But yeah, there's a lot.
So logistically, what is it? The race starts in Moscow. 5,700 miles later, it finishes on the bay in Siberia. It started with a V, and it was followed by a whole bunch of other letters. Some of them were upside down.
A lot of stock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just north of North Korea, about 150 miles, I would say.
So. And how? So. How does the race start? Like the day the race starts. What's it logistically kind of look like? Is obviously people aren't going to be sprinting off the line like it's a cyclocross race, but
I hope they do because I'm not going to do that. I'm supposed to be in Moscow on the 15th for opening ceremonies, and then we on the 16th there's medical checks, and then the next day set up for press conferences, and then on the 18th we'll start. It's a shorter stage, I guess. Crazy for it's about 250 miles for the first stage. First seven stages are really flat. There's not that much climbing. I would say not that much, but there's still close to 20,000 feet of climbing in some of the stages. But I'm going in as an underdog. Some of the guys that are in it, Pierre, I can't remember his last name. He won Ram last year, so he'll be there. The Russian actually finished it last year, and he finished it the year before. He's affiliated with Team Katusha. He actually tried to get on the team, so he's going to be a really strong rider. But my goal is to suck a wheel for 7 or 8 days and see who breaks mentally, because I've been out there 101 days, 31 days by myself. I'm going to have the mental game on my side, but I'm just going to play the cards and just try to stay with the top three and see how it kind of plays out. I mean, anything can happen with those types of events. I mean, you can have a breakdown as far as bike mechanics, GI issues, if you can't process food. I'm just hoping for the best.
So some of these stages, you're literally, if you choose to, you'll be racing for multiple days nonstop, right? I mean, you can stop and sleep if you want to, but you're going to be losing out to people that are committed to just keep riding through the night, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Again, my goal is to stay at the top three, so I'm going to go with those guys. I'd imagine Pierre himself, since he's got Ram underneath his belt, he's going to go for it on some of those big stages. I mean, the biggest stage is 850 miles with 51,000 feet of climbing. I'm fortunate to be in Colorado. The biggest stage, I think, or biggest climb within that stage is going to be up Wrist. I've been climbing Wrist like crazy multiple times just to be ready for that. I'm a bigger guy, so on the flats, I should be able to stay with these guys, but you know, we'll just see how it plays out.
Okay, now you mentioned riding Wrist multiple times. What's your training looking like these days?
A lot of riding my bike.
That's good, you want that.
Or multiple bikes at that. So I want to go into this extremely fresh, so I'm not going to try to burn myself out. I've seen some of the training plans for some of the other racers, and they're just getting after it. I want to go on this as LeMond did the tour, a little undertrained, because those first 7 days, your body will adapt. And I'm putting in probably 35 hours a week right now on the bike, and then probably another 3 hours in the gym. You know, I'm starting my big rides. Last Sunday, I rode Wrist 3 times on my mountain bike because I want to be durable and I want to be efficient going into this. I mean, it's gonna tear up once I get spring break. I'll probably be putting in maybe 100, 120 hours during that week. It's anticipated to be about 330 hours to finish this. So, I mean, if you do the math, that's 3 weeks, 100 hours a week. I've done that in the past, so I'm not afraid of these big miles and the big volume. It's a lot of low intensity kind of stuff, so when I go on the oval, I'm expected to get dropped. Though I did stay up last week, so I'm not that far off. So, this Sunday, the plan's to go up Risk, go down to 14 and do that four times. It's gonna be about 20,000 feet of climbing. So, and then I'm gonna do that on the mountain bike.
Yeah, what's your race setup gonna look like? What kind of bike are you gonna be on? What do you anticipate wearing for most of the time when it's not Siberia?
Well, Siberia, so touch on that, what I'm gonna be wearing. I mean, we're looking at seven time zones, five climates. We're looking at 40 degrees to 100 wind conditions, tailwinds, headwinds. It's primarily going to be with the prevailing winds. Last year they had a lot of rain in a couple stages. They actually had no finishers of the race last year because on the 850 they had a headwind of 50 miles an hour and rain, and they actually pulled the riders off the course. So as far as, you know, weather, riding conditions, fortunate to be in Colorado. I've been training through all the winter, 20 degrees, 30 degrees outside. Still looking for a bike sponsor. The gal is actually sponsored by Trek, so I reached out to her to see, but I want a Colorado company, to be honest with you. I want Moots. That's the primary company I like to go with. I've talked to Alchemy. They offered me a bike shop deal, and I was like, I can get the same thing down the road. So I don't have any real big sponsors lined up as far as bikes. I did live in Colorado Springs for a while, so most of my friends down there, SRM's on board, Swiftwick out of Nashville's on board, and Rudy Project's on board for some product. So things are starting to get out there with some of the press. However, nothing's really been dialed in yet, but still working on getting a crazy person to come and be in the car with me too, but I think it'll happen.
What ways, I know you've got a lot of fun, you've got a GoFundMe going right now, you're also going to be, you're affiliated with CSU Hockey, is that right?
I work in a neuromuscular lab, working on my PhD, or my MS, then hopefully work on my PhD. We had a kid, he plays hockey in the lab. Chucked the puck night this weekend, CSU against CU. All those donations are going to go towards my race. So that's one of the big fundraisers that's set up. And then the other fundraiser, if you guys like ice cream, my story really resonated with the gentleman that owns Ben & Jerry's, Lee Swanson. So April 4th, free cone day. It's going to be national-wide, but all those donations, if you guys want to go and give and get a free ice cream cone, I just met with him today. That's going to be April 4th from 12 to 8:30, and all those donations are going to go to the trip. And then we're working on some other things, but hopefully I can get some of the breweries in town to do some big or not so big rides, I guess, maybe 100 ride, and maybe do some fundraisers with that. I've lived across the United States. I've been bouncing around since I lost my job in 08. So I've been affiliated with a lot of communities with cycling. I lived in Kentucky for a while. I lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I lived in Colorado Springs. And then also Tampa, a little bit in California. So I've been all around. I'm hoping to do some fundraisers at Tulsa Tough. They threw out something that they want me to do, just ride with the old guys in the morning and then ride through the night for Saturday's races until the last race on Sunday for a 30-hour ride. So that's kind of in the books. Not sure how much I'll race. It's really close to the event. It's about a month out, but I'm really thinking of any and everything. You know, CSU PR is helping me try to get some things going. I threw the idea out them to do a community CSU-wide bake sale, which is, the guy liked the idea. I don't know if it's going to happen, but everything in the shape of a bike or something that's affiliated with a bike, just for the community. I'm doing I'm tweeting everybody too. So we'll see.
So once the race starts, how can we follow along with your progress?
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, Paul Brook, the race director, actually has an app on iTunes. It's just what you see right here, Red Bull Trans-Siberia Extreme. It's out there. You guys can download that. You'll be able to track from the start to the finish. And then whoever's race crew, they're going to be updating sponsors and updating everybody how I'm doing. And we'll go from there. I mean, social media, Facebook, Twitter, those types of things. Probably we can do something on your group.
Yeah,
ride.
Those of you that have been following YGR as of late, when there's these races that are going on that are like multi-day, the Colorado Trail Race and things like that, I have a tendency to get obsessed with them and like stay up really late just watching dots on the screen, cheering for people. So I... whether you're into it or not, the YGR feed is going to be full of stuff.
One of our best segments was on the Colorado Trail Race and some of the stories. If you haven't listened to that or if you weren't here, check out the stories of Colorado Trail Race because they had some amazing stories about their experience. I'm sure we'll get that back after he's back to tell his stories as well. It's a hoot.
Yeah, so... keep an eye on you can check out YGR. There's the link to his GoFundMe's on there if this has compelled you guys to kick some money towards him. If you've got any contacts at Niner, perhaps, or Boo Bicycles, or Moots, or...
Moots. Niner's already turned me down, like, five times.
What about...
And I keep tweeting, and then I'm like, I just climbed 1,200 or 12,000 feet on your Niner, because I have a Niner mountain bike, but...
Yeah. We've also got Black Sheep, Oddity, Moonman. There's all sorts of bike companies in this town that... Swobo's no more. Swobo got sold back to Santa Cruz. So yeah, check it out on YGR if you want to throw some money at him. If you've got any contacts, I'm sure he'd like to hear it. Any ideas for raising more money. And we'll just keep an eye on him leading up to the race on the 18th of August. And then
18th of July.
July.
Yeah, to August 10th.
Oh, there we go. That's why I got confused. It took longer than a month to do. So, all right, good luck, and we'll be cheering for you.
Good luck for Matt Carnall, everybody. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it, yeah.
Thank you.
So you guys, this is, you guys are witnessing kind of a momentous event here, which is we're finishing on time. So it's 8:29, we're scheduled at 8:30. That's the end of the program. I'm really, 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 this is like awesome. This is really exciting to see so many new faces, so many people, so many of the different organizations come up and share what they're doing. I hope you learned something. I hope you found a way to get involved that you didn't know about. I hope that you feel like you have a place in this community that maybe you didn't know that you had before. I hope that you know who to call, know who to reach out to if you have concerns or interests around the bike community in Fort Collins. Thank you so much for coming. Dan, do you have any other closing thoughts?
I just wanted to say thanks for everybody to come down tonight, and if you have any feedback for us on how we could improve the show,
if it doesn't involve professionalism,
Chris, I don't want to really hear about it. But
so thanks to Wolverine Farm, Letterpress, and Public House for having us, and I think that was and then I didn't thank Urban Mattress again, but thanks so much to Kelly and Urban Mattress for being our sponsor, our first sponsor for this. We're really excited. Thank you guys so much for coming. Stay in touch. We'll be back in March.
We still have two people still watching on Facebook.